Good morning, everyone. It's January 20th, and I want to talk to you about the inauguration. Today is Inauguration Day. It's a day that some people are super happy, and it's a day that a lot of people aren't so happy. And we know that whatever goes on in this world is temporary. We know that the king that we're supposed to follow, the ruler that we're supposed to follow, is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. We have a country that's hurting. We've got people who are hurting. We've got all kinds of things going on. And if we look at the news and if we read things and if we focus too much on that, it's so easy to become discouraged. It's so easy to forget, Lord, that you're sovereign, that you're in control, and that nothing happens outside of you allowing it to happen. It doesn't mean that it's your will, because people often go against your will. But we know that you are in control. We know you can save us. We know you can save our country. We know, Father, that you can take the most hardened of hearts and you can soften them, Lord. We know that we have to be willing to accept you, Lord. We just ask, Lord, for the leaders of our country today, starting with our president, whether we agree with policies or whether we don't, whether we like an individual or whether we don't. Father, would you impress on our president the need to fully and totally commit his life to you. Lord, I just pray that when that happens, that major things would happen that brings this country back to you, Father. I just pray that he would have a holy hunger for you, that he would recognize that the job that he has been given is far larger than he can ever do on his own, ever do successfully on his own. So Lord, I just pray that he would turn to you. Lord, I don't know a lot about his relationship with you, but I do know this. He needs you, and he needs you, and we need you. We need you as a country, Father. We need you to protect our country. We just thank you so much that you have done that, even through chaos, even through our country turning their back on you, Lord. I just pray that you would cover our nation with your protection. And Father, may people in this nation cry out to you and come back to you. And would you start that revival that we so desperately need as a nation? God, go with my friends who are praying with me today. Give them the guidance they need during this day. Walk with them through every moment. May they feel your presence throughout the day. But Lord, even if they don't feel it, may they have the knowledge that they would absolutely know that you are with them and that you are for them. And we thank you for that, God, that nothing's going to happen today, as the old quote says, that you and I together can't handle. So God, grow with us, walk with us, and help us to see what you have in store for us today. We give you today, we commit our day to you, in Jesus' name, amen.